Yo, Wagwan, what is going on, everybody? Happy afternoon, if that sounds right.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Happy afternoon. I'm not in that.
Well, we can always start that. Yeah, what is going on, everybody? Hope you're doing well and you're keeping safe and you're fine wherever it is that you are. It's another exciting episode of Pop Sessions. And like I already know, I mean, this is where we talk about like really interesting things and try to like, you know, make it fun and just make you vibe with us and just listen and have like an amazing time while listening. On the last episode, we actually talked about, you know, childhood memories, and it was really flaked. I mean, it was really good. If you didn't listen, you can actually go back and listen to it, right? And have a great one on that one. My name is Grand Prince Aita, and yes, I am the newest B on the block when it has to the Pop Session.
Rest.
I know. And I've got amazing people right here in the room who are going to be talking to us. We're talking together about, you know, this really interesting topic. What I start with? Okay, I'll start with this very proud person who's all dusty in her outfit, you know.
That's my outfit. That's her skin.
Eniola B.
Yeah, that is me, guys. Eniola B. The one and only Eniola of Pop Central.
No, one and only K. There are two.
Exactly.
But I'm the main Eniola.
How are you doing, my darling?
I'm Eniola B of Pop Central, guys. Yes.
What does the B sound for, though? Like B for actual B or just B for something?
What is Eniola Ogun?
Sounds weird.
Suke.
What is Suke? No, Suke is Ecops.
No, it's Suke. It's Suke. It's okay.
Suke is Hunchback. Rest.
Suke.
That's it?
Yeah. Suke is Hunchback. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Suke.
We'll come to that.
Suke
is talking about Obas and what have you, we also have another Eniola. And
yes.
It's Eniola Oba.
Thank you so much.
Mad.
Thank you.
Eniola, that's Adiola.
How are you?
Eniola too.
I'm fine. Yeah. I'm chilled. I'm happy.
Are you sure you're happy?
I am, but I'm very anxious.
Why are you anxious?
My exams are coming and I'm just shaking.
Everybody should rest.
And yes, Debbie's around.
Deborah Omechi!
Let me tell you guys something, right? Debbie just actually changed her name on Instagram from Auntie Debbie to yes, because I need to speak up, to what's your handle now?
Deborah Omechi! Debbie, you know they can't see you flipping your hair,
sir. No, they can't see me flipping my hair. Oh my god, you guys can't see it? Okay.
That's sitting for me, like.
Hi guys.
But you're good, right?
Yes, I am.
And cool. You're glad you changed your name, yeah?
Yeah. I feel good about that.
I think that's a conversation we should have another time, like names and changing and all of that,
like,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Yeah.
It's about to.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. And of course, we've got my man, Steven.
Don't clap.
You didn't say have beard? There used to be no beard.
Yeah, actually. I had one strand when I was in SS3.
That is crazy.
Now, yeah, there's a lot now. I'm really happy.
I'm proud of you. Congratulations.
After 10 years.
Okay, yeah, so yes, these are the people we'll be talking to you today on Pop Sessions. Raj just came in. Rashine. I had to complete that.
Rashine from accounting.
How are you, Rashid? How are you?
Speak to the mic, Raj. Don't be scared.
Just put your mouth in the mic.
You're on one.
There's a mic here, Raj. Okay, so guys, the topic we're going to be talking about today is something that, I mean, myself and some other persons were arguing about, like, some hours ago this morning, and that has to be culture and traditions. Now, we know how important culture and traditions are in Africa, and as the case may be in this country, Nigeria, like, we uphold it, we carry on forehead, you know, and I think it's something that a lot of people should talk about as often as possible, and that's why in Pop Sessions today we're going to be talking about culture and tourism. did I just say tourism?
What did you tradition. Say?
Guys, rest.
Culture and traditions.
Wait, so he actually said we're going to let that slide?
You guys, it's because I'm used to like...
You know we're still going to drag you like, today, so let's save you from the drag.
Do you know, it's because I'm
guys,
used to...
Guys, rap is the same.
Please. Do they drag people?
Oh,
they do. I'm sorry. So, and first question we're asking is, without asking, guess where the person next to you is from. So I'm like, without actually saying it, I mean, if you look at somebody for the first time, all of us in here, where would you assume?
Grab, is it like Niger Delta guys?
Let's start from you. Wait.
I would think Steven is from Kaduna.
No.
What?
I actually think you are a Yoruba. I'm so sorry.
No. You actually look Hausa, kind of. From like Kaduna, Kaduna.
I see it too, but I also see Yoruba.
I see Hausa, like, to be honest.
Okay, now moving on from Steve, let's go to Eniola about looking at her for the first time. Where are you going to think that she's from?
I think you're an Igbo math teacher.
What? Actually, you look Igbo.
And it also looks like you have a red car.
The first time I saw you, I actually thought you were Igbo before I heard your name was Eniola.
I don't know. No. It's not shade.
You actually look Igbo.
Eniola has a very pretty, soft, supple skin, kind of don't take care of
and
me.
And her cheeks are like really
stress full. My life. She has that energy going on for her. You can't stress Eniola. BGL for life.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
From Eniola back to Rashid.
Guys, I look like many things. Profile me.
Now, you actually Rashid, look like...
I'm not even going to lie. Mm-hmm. You look like one of those Eds men.
Yeah. God bless you.
Guys, if there's anything I know for a fact is that I don't look. Nobody has said I look Nigerian. Everybody's like,
I'm
you
sorry,
look.
What?
Yeah.
Why you look Fulani?
Yeah, you have Fulani.
Fulani
you
have, is not Nigerian,
my
friends
G. Around you.
Is Fulani Nigerian?
It's not just in Nigeria, like, actually. It's not just in Nigeria.
Yeah. Everybody Fulani has like. Is from Nigeria.
But I mean, the ones from. The ones in like Kaduna and Kanu and you know.
Well, I have an exotic look, thank you.
And I just
want
to put it out there that
Steven
is a tribalist.
Wow.
Everything.
Is a classic. Let's act like
we didn't know. So we'll move on to the next question, please.
Next person.
Actually looks like
a
from East Africa.
Yeah, like Ethiopia.
That's like those Kenya people.
Yeah, actually, he looks
like he
has
skin. But I mean, we're talking in Nigeria now, so. So yeah, Fulani would pass for now.
For now, actually.
Yeah, but Fulani is actually really cool if you think about
Fulani is very exotic in Nigeria. Yeah, they're very far off. They're very far away.
Yeah.
Are you doing that weird thing?
Jesus.
Why?
Oh my God, and I was looking.
What's he doing? Let's move on now to Eniola B.
Eniola B. So people listening are confused. What's going on? Why guys reacting?
It's making a video.
And it's fun.
Oh my God! I saw that. I saw that on like the group chat. Jesus.
Steven, please stop making these videos without our consent.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to sue you.
Yes,
I'm going to sue you. $5 billion.
Moving on to the next question.
Eniola, where does Eniola look like she's from?
I don't know, but she looks dull to me.
To me, Eniola looks like this very petite girl that is from like somewhere in Umahia. Honestly.
What?
Yeah. I don't see it. She looks like a happy Yoruba child.
She actually looks it. She actually looks
you look
it.
Like an Ayonfe. Really?
What's that?
Like a Yoruba girl.
Yeah, she looks Yoruba.
Yeah, what about Steven? We've already talked about that. Okay, what about me?
Niger Delta. I think you are a militant. I think you shoot guns. I think that you are part of the Sakaba. I would think that.
That's
I
very
know,
impressive.
I definitely
actually, we're growing, I actually have plans to join the Sakaba, but that's like sorry for that.
Sorry,
Well, I didn't know at first, but Nancy told me.
Exactly.
I've been hearing it's Sakaba.
Oh, we low. It's Sakaba.
I just never did
what
ever
do,
did my
research. Like,
okay, let me tell you. So, it's Sakaba was a film from way back. Like,
yeah.
I probably don't even know like what we were enjoying when we were watching.
It was actually
it was
cool.
Time,
it was good.
I was too small. So, but everybody who.
The cultist film.
Exactly. The cultist film.
Oh.
Some cults that I've never watched.
Is it Nigerian?
after. It was a movement.
It's a. I don't even know what to answer. Yeah, but sacrifice is a thing. Now, moving on to the next question here. Let's each person say two things about the culture. So, yes, you're going to tell us your culture first, and then you tell us something about your culture. Yeah. How is that even possible?
I don't even know. I don't even know. Because, first of all, I'm not very deep in my roots. My mom, for instance, has been trying to make me, like, get all Igbo-ish and stuff. Because my other
name is Igbo.
Yeah, my mom is Igbo. It's Ifa and Chukwu. So sometimes, I don't know, I just never, we've never.
Your dad is where?
My dad is from Essen. But we don't have very tight South African roots. Mm-hmm. My dad and. But my dad has never really, like, centered on his cultural roots. Like, my mom.
So where are you from?
So I'm from.
Okay, so just tell us something about your culture.
Okay,
whatever
so
it is.
I know that in Igbo, let's start with Igbo.
In Igbo,
let's start with the Igbo culture, right? One thing I know for certain is that you can't bury your parents without a cow. Like, I remember, like, my mom's.
What?
Yeah, you can't bury your parents without
like
a cow.
Like, yeah. General Igbo thing.
Yeah, you bury the cow with
dead.
So you have to kill.
Yeah, you have to kill your cow.
Then
yeah.
You put it in the cell.
Especially if they're older, like if they're older, yeah, if they're your parents. No, like if they're your parents or they're like your elderly person, you can't bury them without the cow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And you also have to get fake mourners to come.
Yeah, I know that.
If you're going to do a burial, you have to get fake mourners as well. You have to pay them. Yeah. So I'm actually new to this information because I found out like last year. And yeah, I found out. But another one in SA, oh, I got a lot of fun. SA is, there's this thing what they do where people actually make, it's very opposite culture. They make faces so that you can get married. You know that culture where the one in Ethiopia, like they are men actually using it.
Yeah.
And it's not, people used to think it was only for a certain remote ethnic group in, I think, Ethiopia or somewhere. But actually, it also is a thing in South Africa as well, where men actually, men actually get, makeup to make sure they can pose. So that's interesting.
Oh yeah, that's great. Any other?
Is that in South Africa?
Okay,
so, yes.
South Africa.
Scary.
Okay,
much.
So my mom is in Yoruba, but my dad is
Ethiopian. Why do you guys have like this?
I wish I was in
like
Europe.
This whole.
Yeah,
mom is this.
I,
dad
I
is
really
that.
I don't know anything about Edo because I'm not. So,
but I can tell you one thing for free. I can tell you one thing for free. To fly a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know that everybody fly a lot.
No, but they actually do. They do fly.
Do they not fly? Recently, did you guys see that post on Instablog, right? That old man that was caught in somebody's compound. And yeah, in a door, and he was like, yeah, he was on his way somewhere.
It turned to an animal. To enter someone's compound, yeah.
I really don't like telling people I'm from Edo. I don't know, because of everything I've heard about them. So when they ask,
so what are the things you've heard about them? That's what we want to know.
Okay, what I've heard, one, they used to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I heard that they...
But I know they eat a lot, yeah, but let them go.
Edo people.
They eat, yeah. And they like you, how would I put it? They have their ladies.
Edo.
Can you speak English?
Yes.
And
what, yeah, ladies, you that you have big bum bum.
And what they also heard about them.
God
wow.
Bless you.
I was about
yeah,
to say that.
Italy, doing some.
Have you guys
what?
Seen this film? That's
why I tell
film.
People I'm
and
from
the,
Lagos.
And the funniest part is that where they go to, they can't pronounce these names.
Steven!
I'm from Lagos,
no, Steven.
Steven!
Why are you running away?
Steven.
No, why Steven? No,
Steven!
No!
No! He's like this.
How can you start from the center?
Okay,
yeah.
No, Steven, talk
no,
first.
No,
you
go first. Debbie,
do you want to talk? The question, tell us two things from your tribe.
No, that's good.
Two things from my tribe. Like money.
Pressed.
Not true.
Everybody likes money. Eh?
Igbo people like money.
Yeah, but who said that? Where is it written in the book? That
it doesn't have to be written.
Where
is it written in the book that you have to kill a cow?
Exactly.
Where is it written? Exactly.
So
we're talking about traditions here.
It's the same thing.
I'm talking about traditions here.
Stereotypes about our
not stereotypes, what? Just like something. Things about
facts. That's why I said it's a lie.
So are you saying that the Italy thing is a fact? Is that like, are you saying that the,
it's not a fact, we're just saying mention two things.
And that's what I'm saying,
about
money,
your culture.
Money,
exactly. So
like
that could,
money,
that could work.
And what else?
Which is
like
right.
We literally.
Where are you from again?
I'm Igbo.
Okay.
I'm
that
Igbo.
That works.
I'm Igbo. I want to start pronouncing it.
Igbo is like Igbo is
like
weed.
Igbo, Igbo.
That works.
Igbo. Igbo.
Igbo labi.
And what else about my tribe? We have like a lot of nice delicacies.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
true.
That's,
yeah, true.
No time. Stevie can't testify.
Oh, yeah, Stevie, can you now talk?
Eba.
I really was getting that with YouTube. Just continue with your story. I bet where you're from. This is rubbish.
So, I'm from Lagos.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
What about Lagos?
How many people from Lagos?
Stevie, like, Stevie, you're not
they
from
like
Lagos.
They like to kidnap people.
Stevie, you're not from Lagos.
I'm from Lagos. My mom is from
Stevie,
Lagos.
You're not from Lagos. Okay.
Are you from Eastern Lagos?
Where am I from?
Yes. You're from Ogun, Stevie.
No, Ogun.
You're from Ogun.
It's Abeokuta. So, I'm from Lagos.
Stevie is lying.
Are you a masquerade?
No. Wow.
Are you a masquerade?
Are your descendants masquerades?
No.
Yeah, if you check.
Honey, I don't even know my descendants.
What's your family name?
Atunde,
your family name or your dad's name?
There's
like,
a family.
You know that I know that there's all of Anyo, Wale, you know that they are from. That
wow!
Family. Wow! Atunde, like that, if you welcome. Get Balogun, they are the warriors.
In the market. I thought Balogun is like market people.
Yeah, so,
like,
really?
Do you know why? Because of like Balogun market.
Actually, we didn't know.
Rashid, why?
Rashid.
Rashid.
Okay, Rashid, they're like
what
the carpenters. And
you are a fool.
The fighters. Rashid.
Debbie.
So I know that.
Oh, there's no one conductor that is named Rashid that
Debbie.
I know. So what?
Those ones going to
okay,
CNN.
Okay, so what you're saying is that you have a lot of relationships.
Yeah. I don't. PSA, I don't like Rashid.
But you know a lot of them.
Like
but you know a lot
Rashid.
Of them.
And your labi. Two things about your culture.
What was that about?
I honestly do not understand why the screams
sorry,
are happening.
Sorry, there's no mic for you because we can't share.
So, and your labi, you were talking about. Hi, Tifa. Welcome. How you doing?
I can't swear. And I'm upset.
How
Tifa,
are you?
You are sweating.
Because she can't swear.
You didn't bring it, Tifa.
You go through a lot. Hi, guys. We need to.
You're
oh, right wait.
Tifa!
Oh, my God.
Live in the fucking podcast.
Tifa, you've gone to do one or two
things.
I mean, we're not supposed
to Tifa money from
now. Okay.
We're not supposed to A lounge.
So
the money gets
Tiffany.
Oh,
yeah,
Tifa.
Okay, wait.
Guys.
Hold on. Yeah, boss conductor.
listen.
Wait, hold on.
I call the shots here, listen.
Tifa just walked in, and she came back from delivering some phenomenal boxes, right? And of course, and in a bunch of other things, you know. But we just want to say thank you, Tifa, for doing all that you've been doing.
What is she doing?
Delivering the boxes.
Excuse me,
do
you know how much work it takes to deliver the phenomenal boxes?
You don't have to be so dramatic about it.
Are you carrying it on your head?
Honestly.
You get to meet phenomenal people. Like,
guys. We actually.
Okay,
listen, so we're actually going to move on now from this phenomenal thing. If you want to find out more about that, head up to our Instagram and
please
it's on the website to and,
what does
and
Stevie
find
want
out
to
about
say?
It. Stevie, what do you want to say?
So, when she does a lot of work, like, are they carrying the boxes on their heads? I'm walking there.
Excuse me, I have to sit in Lagos traffic for 3 to 5 hours.
Which Lagos
traffic
no,
on the island
represent which Lagos?
So before you came in, we're talking about culture and traditions, and then we're talking about like where we're from and like you know, everything that has to do with culture and tradition.
Questions.
And at this point in time again. Now, we're actually at the point where we're asking to mention two things about your culture, and they've actually gone their turns. And it's my turn now to talk about my culture. Now, I am from...
Afang.
I'm just going to, you know, be very...
Afang too.
We have like no, that's like the least of things to talk about. I'm from Akwa Ibom State.
Woo.
Listen, I didn't say Calabar. Akwa Ibom. If you call me Calabar boy, it means that you don't know your state and capital. Because apparently, listen, no, my darling. No, we don't. We don't. Apparently, it is. I don't know why I'm always really passionate about this stuff, because like it just when I'm interested.
But Calabar is actually the fine place. The Akwa Ibom is not fine.
See, you are going to.
That's actually funny because you've not been to Akwa Ibom before.
Protect your mental health on this podcast.
Not, because if you've been to Akwa Ibom before, you will know that Akwa Ibom is like one of the coolest places.
I've been to Calabar before.
Ever? You've been to Calabar? You've been to Akwa Ibom?
Yes, no.
You've been to Akwa Ibom?
No.
If you've not been to Akwa Ibom, shut your trap and do not talk about Akwa Ibom like that.
Calabar is fine.
You can't just say Calabar is like the final place of Akwa Ibom.
But you're saying Akwa Ibom is from Calabar.
Of course it is. Crash River, Calabar, Akwa Ibom, Uyo.
And somebody got handed their ass.
Do you get?
I don't know if you get that. Who was it?
Crash River, Calabar, Akwa Ibom, Uyo. Two states, two capitals.
Calabar is the fine place.
Okay.
Is it Obodo or Obudu?
It's Obudu. Obudu. Okay. Obudu.
Yeah. So Calabar is the most Obudu Castle
Ranch. First of all, you know that the murder of killing of twins, right? Yeah. Mercedes' house is in Akwa Ibom State.
Okay, well.
She stopped the killing of twins. Are you kidding?
She just lived there, but the thing
twins
was mine.
Twins cannot leave. I mean, look at Tifa and her
that's
twins.
Like a major just thing, like, you know, because, like, I mean, without that, you know.
I'm surprised.
Listen, I am not saying that, I am not trying to like put that hate thing between Akaibo people and Crush River people. I'm just saying that it is high time people knew. It's not beef, actually. It's high time people knew that there's a difference between Akaibo and Crush River. So if I introduce myself, my name is Grand Prince and I'm from Akaibo. And you go Calabar, but it pricks me because I am not Calabar. I am not from Calabar, you know.
Okay,
I understand it. Because Calabar is so mainstream. Yeah. Like,
do you
don't call me Calabar. Yeah. Say my actual where I'm from.
I get this a lot from a lot of people from Akwa Ibom. Yeah. Like, no, don't say I'm Calabar. I am from Akwa Ibom, not Calabar.
Exactly.
I don't understand.
So
and
it's
I
really
think
painful. Like, I try for as much real. As I can at any platform I have to tell people that, listen, I mean, it's Akwa Ibom, it is not Calabar.
But the reputation has been destroyed, bro.
It's terrible, it's really bad. And if you continue to join them, it means you're a fool and you're dumb and you're not ready to learn.
It's not that deep, bro.
I'm sorry.
It's not that deep.
So yeah, two things about my culture. I feel like we're like one of the most homely people ever.
You handed his ass to him.
Yeah, we're like one of the most homely people that you would ever meet. And then in my culture, one other thing. There's something called Ekbonkawo. Ekbonkawo means that it has to do with widows and widowers and all of that. So if you kill, so if somebody dies, if a man dies, what's going on?
No, keep going.
So if the wife to a man dies and then he goes ahead to like, you know, sleep around, you know, like fuck around and and it's eventually known the spirit of the wife is gonna actually haunt him. You know, like when the woman is still dead and she's not buried and you're like sleeping around.
She's buried.
She's buried.
Wait, is it real? Is it real?
It actually happened.
I'm literally going to ask. Yeah. So that means there's no room for remarrying.
Or yeah.
I think I've been with you. Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know what Rashina said about burying your parents?
At some point in your life.
That's crazy. If you don't, they said in the words of dead people,
your mother will be disrespected.
Yeah! And that's why.
Let me finish.
Girl, whoever my firstborn is, you better don't.
That's why.
You better don't. I will not have it in the underworld.
Make your life miserable.
There's already a template so you can join in the underworld. Did and face guys, shame and rebuke.
And if you don't do meet, okay, if you're not aware, like if you're really a child when it happened, they're going to meet the oldest person in the family.
And your lapis, where's your bag?
I'm quite flabbergasted.
Did you guys see that meme during Obiku Barnett's mother's death?
Yeah.
That they were like, it's as if you don't know your class. Do you know that meme from not Libems, right?
Dangote's mom versus Obi Kubana's mom.
It was just because, like,
speaking about burying your dead with goats and other, like, kind of brings me back to
Is it goat or cow? My mom says cow.
Sorry, my bad. It kind of brings me back to the
domestic
Yoruba tradition.
Animal.
I don't know if it's just Yoruba people that do it, but every year in remembrance, you have to fry akara.
Oh, God. I don't eat that akara. Somebody
why? So the dead person wouldn't come and haunt you?
So let me tell you why I never ate it.
Okay.
So when we started living in, when we were living in Nigeria,
yeah.
We had Muslim
neighbors
just downstairs.
Okay.
I think the mother of the mother died. The mother had died like when I was growing up. So they used to always fry akara like during that time, like
every year.
So I used to eat that thing. Is it sala again?
Wait, that is a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. Every year we fry akara and puff puff.
No, I'm saying Sarah. I know it's Sarah, like for dead people.
What does he do?
My mom used to threaten me, like she literally threatened me that if I eat it, like I'm going to die. My mommy actually bullied me.
To be honest, I don't fully understand that if I eat it, I'm going to literally die.
The way my mommy presented that particular thing to me was that when you eat it, you're eating the akara of like, you know, or the food of like dead people. And my mommy had this thing against like Muslims. Like she wasn't really 100 with, you know, Muslims. She just felt like, you know, Muslims were going to, of course, quote
you get.
And she's Igbo and she's Christian. You know, there are a bunch of, I feel like for my mom, it's in between. It's half and half.
I get it.
Yeah. It's like, I'm slightly woke, but don't forget, I'm a baby boomer. I can't be that woke. So sometimes some of the ideologies are just like, really?
Yeah, so talking about that now, moving on from that, can we just talk about like those traditions in our culture that we think should be abolished?
It's everywhere now, but isn't it?
No, okay, not everywhere. It's not everywhere.
For the Igbo culture, it's crazy.
I feel like Igbo people have the worst.
Especially in Imo State.
Have you met people from my state?
Especially if your father is late. Everybody in your father's kindred and lineage, uncles that you don't know anything about, are going to bring their own full list. Not like they are splitting in this segment, what segment?
What?
No, bring your own.
What state are you from again?
I'm from Abia State.
Run!
So, like, literally.
My mom's from Abia State too.
So, literally, I think the bright.
I was gonna say that.
The way you said
it. I have a question. You said everybody's going.
Yeah.
Like a list of 20.
Let's assume I'm the bride. I'm the bride and you're the groom. Mm-hmm. So, every uncle's from my side, we bring lists. What if the bride says she does not want the list?
You can't say.
Let me tell you something.
That's because.
Can I say something?
Let me say something.
So in my house, there's this Sunday thing that happens where everybody, like all the evil people, come to.
Are you married?
That meeting.
Can you stop interrupting? Hold on. So they come over like to chow and eat and do whatever they have to do, and it's always very lousy.
African salad with vegetable, with cassava thing.
Hey, yo, and they put like onion inside.
Like
they put guarding egg inside actually.
The one that's like abacha.
Fam, that thing
salad.
Is so crazy. Yeah, it's African salad. So when they're coming, my mom will prepare it, and she had to like get a bunch of like other helps as well, like girls. Fam is always a lot.
Igbo
men are very
thing.
Entitled. I'll just say that.
I promise you that they are. Anyola, what about your culture would you like to abolish? Because you've been awfully quiet, pressing your phone.
She's actually speaking to her boyfriend. Is about to pick up.
Oh well, he'll be fine. So, Anyola, what about your culture would you like to abolish?
My culture.
Before Anyola finally figures out what a culture is, I think the one thing I'd like to abolish, which I think is already abolished, but I'm not 100% sure, is burying people with the king.
What?
Damn.
What culture is
that?
Ababaku. Ababaku. Oh my god, that is a smart one, Tifa.
Okay,
you know,
yes,
remember
yes,
when
yes,
we were
true.
Looking for that Ife one? That
yes,
one from
the
Ife.
The one that ran away.
Yeah.
My G,
he ran away. It's not all about that lifestyle. He ran.
Why would you run? You want to have your head on a platter.
But they found him though.
I'm confused. How does
they found him?
Would watch would, you. No, but no. Things that once you're born,
it's an
at
honor.
A certain age, that's it. That's a yeah, certain it's an honor. Age. You are
everything that the king does and he enjoys,
you enjoy with as him. Well. Oh. So when it is time for him to die, and you
don't
think apparently
you're
buried alive, really,
and your blood is going to
be buried alive.
That is buried
alive.
Yes, the person is
buried alive.
Wait, you're not killed?
No.
Girl.
Imagine.
Wait, I'll be like, hold the fuck on. I did not. I'm like, the king, I'll be like, king, hold on. Like, I did not sign up for kill me, but don't put sand in my eye. The fuck?
I have a question. Yeah. So is it by choice?
No, of course not.
You are destined for
that's
it.
That's your destiny. When you are born,
like when the Ifa goes and see you, that's why yes. You have to have good head. When all your people are having head of becoming owning Teslas and you don't head.
And you know that it's
time.
I've heard stories that I mean this particular person was destined to be killed with the king, but when it gets to that point, they're like, oh no, his blood is really bad.
Damn.
They can't use
wow,
that
such a lovely
I'm
blood.
Going to do drugs. There's
but
no way I ain't doing
drugs. I would like to abolish. I don't know if I would like to abolish this, but I think that Yoruba fathers, Yoruba parents, please start collecting bride price. I am not five naira notes. I'm not.
They don't collect bride price.
We don't collect bride price. They return it.
No,
we return it.
No, they do. They
no, like Yoruba parents return it, and they will say price. That I'm not. They'll say in Yoruba, I'm not selling my child
and
to you.
Even
it's annoying. Daddy collects bad
left hand, right hand thing.
Oh,
that thing pisses me off every time.
You should be abolished, right?
Yes. Like, what is it?
So
like,
I let me tell you something. One time,
hand, like,
in Ikeja, I was going to a setting. I was going to a setting like eatery, and of course now, I mean, there's Keke Napep is the order of the day on Allen. So like,
yes,
I ordered it, and when I came down, someone came down before me. And they used their left hand to give the driver the money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that he actually apologized?
What?
He actually apologized to the driver.
Do
he
you
went,
guys know?
I was like, ah.
Do you guys know?
Me care. I don't have time.
Is there an outside here conversation with the outside tribe? With the culture?
No, I'm
so,
not.
I took a bike on Sunday. And when I was coming out from the bike, I was giving the guy money with my left hand. And he was like, change your hand. Me. I unknowingly did like this.
It's
on your hand. So I flipped my hand. I was like, no, this one. So I had to like hand
shame
him the
you.
Money from my right hand. I was not asking him, I asked a woman, more like you can't collect something from a woman.
Guys, there's something I was going to talk about. I think I've mentioned this before. I was almost toned to death one time in Kaduna,
mm-hmm.
Like last year. Like I'm not even kidding. I was literally almost toned to death in Kaduna. So apparently, I visited Kaduna to explore and some stuff. So I lodged. I'm serious. I'm not even kidding. So I was in the hotel. Let me explain.
Yeah.
So I wore shorts, and I mean, if you know me, my personal life, I really like shorts, like short shorts. So I wore shorts to the market. I wore shorts to the market. Once I got to the market, everyone was just staring at me, and I'm just like, why are these people staring at me? Now before I left, my get guy was like, oh god, I know for like change, I'm for this short, I go wear them for trousers. I'm just like, what do you even know? Get out. And then I go into the boat guy, and then I went to the market, and then there were just people just looking at me and staring. Just like picking. I started seeing people like touching stuff. I'm like, what is going on? One man now had to meet me, and was like, he asked my name. Where are you from? I told him where I'm from. New in town. Like I said, if you know what is good for your life, head back and change this shirt you're wearing. Fam, that's how I ordered that book.
You didn't have the orientation. Now when you
I didn't know. Knew.
Speaking of this,
I didn't
know.
There's no banter
tomorrow.
Bele
dear. So join us on Saturday, but I have just for you. Bye.
So yeah, honestly, like I didn't know that. I had to go back and change the trousers. And when I came back, I mean, it was throughout my stay. I was wearing Jalamia. I had to go and buy Jalamia.
Because
I didn't know that. I mean, that was how things were there. You know, I had to take out my.
Wait,
my
so wait, we don't get the memo though. Like, why they want to join you?
Because like it's I'm like, wearing shorts.
I know
men don't
women.
Wear shorts.
I know about men.
So
I know women
they don't. They don't so they kill you for wearing shorts.
Yes.
Of course,
possible.
Don't
it's very
you.
Possible because
you
I know that women in Kaduna, if you go out with your hair not covered in certain places in Kaduna, your hair is not covered.
Not every place.
Not
everywhere.
Everywhere. If you go to certain places in Kaduna, which are not covered, but it's not covered, you end up with
it. So yeah, I think that should be valid. People should be free to
and
wear thongs.
2021.
Wear a thong and shake your.
In a democratic government.
know. So, I mean, yeah. Moving on now to the next question.
I wish it was too democratic.
Is there a common language that is associated with your tribe, or are there subdivisions?
Oh, yeah. Yoruba tribe is very, very... I think the Yoruba tribe is very diverse. You hear... I mean, even as a girl from Lagos, Ikorodu, I may not understand what someone from Ogun State is saying, if I was like, even when I'm typical Yoruba.
Yeah.
Because the way Ijebu people speak Yoruba, it's quite confusing.
Jesus. It's very confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Ekiti. There's like one or two words that may sound
very similar.
Yeah. And I'm from Ekiti. I don't know how to speak it.
No, you are not.
From the first time I heard it, I'm like, what is that? You're about to.
I know that Igbo people actually have like different Igbos, like Ebonyi, Enugu. Ebonyi is very different, right?
What's Ebonyi?
Exactly, Ebonyi
State. Ebonyi.
What did I say?
Is it Ebonyi?
Ebonyi.
Ebonyi sounds like food.
Anyways, no, that sounds like food. Igbo is the money Igbo shall. Yeah, that's the one I understand. I understand the money Igbo.
The Imo Igbo. It's not Imo.
No,
it's
Imo.
Wait, Anambra. I know the ones that have that. Wait.
Anambra.
No, Enefa. They also have. Wait, they also have.
Hey!
You already know.
I don't think they heard you. Say it again.
Money if it's a hit, I can't hear it.
Hey!
No.
Okay, I'm actually going to talk about my tribe now. In my tribe.
About what? That's it. Anambra people have fair people.
Plenty
fair people.
I have to say, Anambra men, shout out to Anambra men. You guys are so amazing. Okay, the only thing they're giving you money.
Yeah.
And they don't only give money, they give other forms of things. But let's continue.
Like, you're gonna swim in
talking about other form of things. I think my tribe are like the tribe that gives you like good form of things. Like when they want to give you, they give you.
It's cliche.
Trust me, we're over it.
You guys are all right. You're all right. You're
talking about
different. There shall be no apartment slander.
I beg. God bless you.
We're coming to you're crazy. What's ekpan koko? Are you okay? It's ekpan koko.
I do not blame you. But you just said everyone, like, I left my evil brothers there to support you.
But
know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I mean, you try. I love you, Debbie, but I mean, you have to get these things right.
Who enters?
Right,
okay, so the thing is, Akwa Ibom and Crush River State share like a lot together. For example, our languages are different. Now, in Crush River State, you guys know what just happened. So yeah, in Crush River State, they have like different languages in Crush River, but one of the most popular is the Efok. That's what you guys call it.
Efok.
That is what
was what's that mean?
What is it's what you guys called Efik.
Oh,
it's Efok.
Yeah, I call it Efik.
But whatever, the Efik is what you guys really know. Okay, and then there's Ibibio. So I mean, there are two languages. Okay. But then if you're Efik, you would actually understand Ibibio. I am from Akwa Ibom State, and the majority language in Akwa Ibom is Ibibio. I am Efik, but I am in Akwa Ibom. So it's a little bit very confusing. Uran in Akwa Ibom State. The Uran people share a lot with the Kosovo people. So I am Efik.
I'm so sorry to deviate.
I'm sorry
to deviate. But do you guys eat dogs? Do you guys like kill dogs?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's Calabar people now.
Listen.
They eat dogs.
Now, there's a place. There's a place in Akwa Ibom called Ika. And now, it is speculated that Ika people eat people. So apparently, they have like this very big well in the middle of their compound.
Their name is Ika. It literally means evil.
Wickedness.
So let him finish the human eating story. So they have,
I think you should cut this
they
part
have like
off
a well. I'll be very short. They have like a well at the in the middle of their homes, and they spread like a mat there. And in that well, they have like tongs and like really sharp objects. So if you sit, if they invite you over, if you go to Ika and they invite you to sit on the mat, do not sit. It's actually gonna take you down into a well and gonna eat you. But yeah, we eat dog. I actually eat dog, and I'm in love with eating
God
dog.
God forbid. So
I love
let me just,
it.
Let me just
hey, so J5. If you see dog now, it's on site.
Fam.
Fam,
listen,
I have not had all the what's the popular
listen J5
Fam, listen. Listen. I have not had dog like
what again. The fuck is
it? The next dog I am gonna catch, there's gonna be that talent on me somewhere. I'm gonna eat the dog. Like, I haven't had good dog in like a year.
But wait, wait, hold on. Do you know that there's actually a policy right now to protect dogs in China?
Why?
Yeah, because they have a certain market for dogs where they eat dogs. And actually, in China, the statistics of you know dog killing and hostility towards it's quite high. Wow. Do you know how they kill these dogs?
Blankface is salivating. He's salivating. Joey said, "Oh my God, stop!" I said, "Wow."
Yeah, you mentioned I do names.
Oh my God. I'm so bothered right now.
I'm so bothered. Disturbed. I'm off. This can we wrap it up? This heavily became an Aquai Boom pop session. Ah, my G. Where's our own culture like this? Research. Do your history on your YouTube. Right, we're already closed. We have closed for today. I beg.
Can we mention like three indigenous food from our tribe? Like very quickly. Three indigenous food from your tribe.
Well, we have amala, begiri. We have begiri. We have pounded yam.
Debbie, what's our own? Atara.
Atara soup with more than a good
thing. I don't know the other one, but I know Atara soup.
Wait. Let me tell you why you say Yoruba is boring. Because you are Yoruba and you are beating.
Efariro slap. It taps. Efariro is the shit.
Egusi doesn't belong to Yoruba people.
And
we have, the only thing we have to show for ourselves is begiri.
I said, I'm begiri slap. I'm begiri slap.
Why have you got Korean now, guys?
Yeah, because Korean is true.
What about the yam? It's not sweet.
Wait, before you come to my stay, what do you guys have, please? What do you guys have?
We have achara soup with molded egusi.
This is called aforopo in
Lagos. What do you guys call?
We have
ofe
owere, and then we have
ofe
salad.
What do you call it?
Ofe
salad.
Ofe akukwo. Ofe akukwo. Ofe
now.
And we have, wait, so let me finish.
Ofe akukwo.
We have okala. And we have the
okpa. They have okpa.
We have okpa. The one that's like moi.
That one. Yes. The best okpa. Best place to eat okpa is in Enugu. They have like the best okpa in Nigeria. Absolutely. Yeah. Is it? But now what you guys call akporoko in your place is what we call
stockfish.
Now about our food,
We have
things.
I mean, just
listen. All right, guys, thank
you. Yeah, you can't be listening to the food you have
played
for us.
Remember that today's session was about your indigene and not about.
Just one.
Which one?
I think it's just
I don't know.
Dubai is known for Oru.
I'm from
Oru. Oh, I'm there.
We can do party.
It's not weddings. It's Oru. Traditional. It's Oru.
Our tradition is party in Ikorodu. And they say party la rola. So I'm like, we
then
do
party.
We have Oru. We have Oyo.
Yeah, we have Oru.
Yeah, we have Oru
Oyo.
You don't need Oru on Ayo. But Ayo is a
yeah, we have New Yam Festival.
Okay, where
New Yam is Yam.
Okay, Ekpe. So Ekpe is a kind of is
Ekpe means cost too.
Well, Ekpe is a ritual where young men do it just to show that you come of age. You're supposed to slit the head of a goat at once. Mm.
Like you don't try to get at once.
What guys got Ekpe in my tribe.
Isn't that Ekpe?
Ekpe in my tribe is like those fine masquerades.
I guess it was important because naturally they don't have like rituals they do in
what age is of age?
I'm trying to calculate. I don't know. But okay. I knew my uncle did that when he was in his early 20s because right now he's in
so 18.
Okay. In my tribe, I'm one of the most famous rituals is Dimbopo. Dimbopo is like is a fasting room for like young girls.
Yeah, when they go into a room.
Yeah, when they get into the room, keep them feed them.
And they become so fine.
And when they
beautiful.
Come out, they are like really very fat and healthy. And they have to do.
You have a baby.
No, I mean that's one way, but I mean it shows like your common age, and then when you're done with that, one of the ways to initiate you out is for you to do the Ekombi dance, the dance of the spirits, the mama dance.
I've seen that.
So that's like a different thing. Ekombi dance is like the spirits of them. It's like a dance of the spirits, and that's
so what's
like
that? What's that called again?
Ekombi.
Ekombi
guys,
thank
Ekombi.
You very much.
Ejola,
Oba.
Ejola, did you say
Oba? That's why I was very specific. Ejola, Oba. Let's tell us something about your tradition.
She's confused,
actually.
She doesn't know anything about Edo people.
Nila is from Edo.
What a shame. There's so much traditional culture.
That's how you don't know it about her.
Because all she knows is K-drama. Ask her something about K-drama. Trust me, and Nila knows.
All right, guys. That has been the size of our show today on Pop Sessions. I mean, thank you so much for listening and for being part of the show. It was super, super great, you know, being here with you guys. Before we go, last words from you guys. I'll start from my far left.
Upang.
Hello, I'm from Lagos. Thank you.
Wow,
Rashine.
Bye, guys. Love you all. See you
guys. Bang, bang, bang.
I love you guys. My name is Ejola Oba OBA. Period.
So, guys, thanks for listening. Do also follow us on all social media platforms and look forward to our very next Pop Sessions. My name is Grand Friend Zaita and I'm signing out.